And we recently, with this survey, another question came up is that, are we ready to drill when we get survey results? And the answer that I gave was yes. And our budget is at least $1 million, which we have 10 million in the bank, so I can afford 10% to go and drill these targets to expand the size of the mine. People have criticized, or they look where, what is a weakness in StarCorp? Why is it not $5 a share? Where is there, where is, if I look at everything, if I look at management, I look at the property, I look at the political jurisdiction, I look at everything, where is the weakness? Well, that would be, we haven't explored the property, which is 12,992 hectares.
Good day, Steve Yang here, Natural Resource Stocks. I'm here with Robert Eadie, President and CEO of StarCorp International Mines. How are you, Robert?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's likewise. Robert, before we begin, if you can just give us your ticker, your website, where you guys are trading, and just give us the brief elevator pitch.
Okay. Well, SAM is the ticker symbol in Canada on the senior board of the TSX. SHVLF is in our American ticker symbol, and we're also traded in Germany. And so that gives us plenty of access to the different capital markets. The website is starcore.com, www.starcore.com. Mm-hmm. We're a small producer of gold and silver. We've been producing gold and silver for 20 years in January, so almost there. And we're looking to expand our workings at the mine. So we have one mine in production, and we have another mine getting ready to come into production.
Robert, we did our video. We answered some questions on YouTube, and we had another question from a fan, or an investor rather. I would love to get to that question. So if you're listening here, if you have questions, we'll try to address them here when we can. But before we do that, I want to ask you just kind of go over the initiatives that you've addressed for this past year. And I want to start with La Tortilla. You've now secured the communities agreement that gives you 10-year social license. What does that actually change? How much closer does it get you to, it becoming a second source of production? And, where are you with the permitting process? If you can give us the update on that.
I will. Thank you. La Tortilla is 2 hours away from the mine, from our operating mine. And what that does for us is that it allows us to use the infrastructure that we already have. So we can take and ship ore 2 hours by truck from La Tortilla to San Martin. So we're using existing infrastructure, which one of the initiatives is we've been upgrading the plant, changing filters, upgrading crushers, in order to be able to handle more ore. So La Tortilla is a historical silver mine. And as we've announced in previous news releases, we're counting a grade, an average grade of about 550 grams per ton. But we have samples well in excess of 2,400 grams per ton. We haven't done any drilling. It is historical, so it is a forward-looking statement. But the geologists have been on the property since last October, mapping, sampling, following the veins, charting it out. So in the process of getting a permit for production, we're not doing any real environmental work. We're not building anything there. What we're doing is taking ore out and shipping it. So that makes the permit a little less. So the first, the major part in my mind is your social, the community permit. And we obtained that last month. And that really makes a big difference with the government is, what is your social impact? Is the community willing to work with you? Are you willing to work with the community? And it also is very helpful that we've been in business for 20 years. So we have social impact studies. We have tangible accomplishments within the community and within our workers to really show what the company is about. And it's not speculation. It's based on fact. So all those things, as they might seem small, they all add up to the government as to who you are, how you operate, what you do. Have we had mistakes? Yes, we've had mistakes, small ones. And, you know, we get, chastised by the government for it, and we fix it. But it gives us working relationship background for the government. So La Tortilla has its social permit. And the next is the MIA, which is the environmental. And we believe that that is relatively close being 60, 90 days. The government has 90 days to respond when you make a filing. And they've responded and requested new information. But the new information they're asking is not very major. They're not asking for studies to be redone. So we're really looking forward to being able to process the silver from La Tortilla. And everything's in place. So other than working on the ramp that goes into the mine of La Tortilla, the facility that at San Martin is in place, the trucking is in place, everything is in place to start shipping ore relatively quickly, meaning 3 months, 90 days to 120 days once the permit's received. And so as far as mining goes, that's very good. It's extremely good. And being able to use infrastructure, it doesn't matter where you are on the planet, what mining company, if you can use existing infrastructure, it's a big plus. You're saving a tremendous amount of money, and you're also able to achieve certain efficiencies because you've been established and up and running. So that would be La Tortilla. And then, as I briefly mentioned, the plant, we're about to replace the filters, big filter presses, which is a big undertaking. Small things, pumps, the process. And in that, we started to treat carbonaceous ore, which is a separate process than the regular ore at San Martin. And what that really is, to break it down into simple English, is that it's like charcoal. It's carbon on ore. So you strip the carbon off the ore and treat the ore as regular ore. And that's a metallurgical challenge. So it's a scientific challenge, and we've accomplished that, and we have that in commercial production. We're at about 75 tons per day, and the goal is double that, but we're slowly moving that up as we get more confident in the processing ability. As you move, say, 5 tons, 10 tons, the chemistry changes. You know, the pH balance changes. Many things change. So scientifically, they have to be slow in their approach for it.
Has the, for San Martin, getting it back into full production, if you will, has that process been more difficult, easier? Have there been challenges that you didn't foresee? Or, like, if you can talk a little bit about that.
Maybe a challenge that we didn't foresee is because some of our alterations are custom made, the amount of work that the local contractors had. When we first started to design and implement, things were going to take 2 months or 3 months, and now they're taking 4 and 5 months. So, but that's kind of, that's fairly common, time delays for manufacturing when you're doing custom equipment. So that might have been, that's sort of the one main thing. As far as implementation goes, no. And as far as the staff goes at the mine, no. They're all very capable, and we were anticipating some of these changes in advance. So other than time, just time delays for getting product in, and steel, the movement of steel is difficult, and we use steel in manufacturing. And so it's not that it's gone up in price because of tariffs and everything. It's the physical availability, and it's there. It's just where in the supply chain is it? So when people talk about supply chain delays, there's a little bit of that as well. But we're small, so we're also proactive. You know, we can hire independent contractors to go get 2 sheets of steel for us. You know, we can seek and sort out equipment on our own, used equipment for sale, and ship it on our own. So that's an advantage of being small. And there's not a lot of advantage in being small, because the whole process is the same whether you're doing a small mine or a big mine. I've spoken about that before, and so I'll take the advantages when I can.
Well, Robert, I do want to get to the question off of the YouTube from the investor, but before we do that, if you can just give us kind of the initiatives that you've had this year, the things you're focusing on. I think you had seven or so, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you can kind of go over that, kind of see if you feel like you've accomplished your goals and just give us an update on how the year went.
Oh, yeah. So one would be La Tortilla. So I gave you an update there in the progress. Two would be the carbonaceous ore. Three would be plant improvements. Four would be the IP survey that we did and the helicopter survey, which we're in the middle of analyzing the data, or the data being crunched, if you will, if that's a more common term. Five would be. I have to look what the last ones are, but everything is going not as fast as you would like. But the term I gave was 18 to 24 months, and so we're probably 4 months into the 18 to 24 months to get everything accomplished and get everything running at full speed. So that's the time frame that I'll work on. So.
Robert, let's go to the comment. One investor commented on our last video that they bought more StarCore shares during the recent pullback because, in their view, the value didn't change, only the share price. So, from where you sit, what do you think gives investors that kind of conviction in StarCore?
Well, it's not just in StarCore, Steve. I believe it's across the board. When you're looking at these companies, I mean, because I have my own portfolio, have the fundamentals changed? Investors reach out to me and say, "Have the fundamentals changed? Is that why the prices come down?" And I say, "No, but for StarCore, the fundamentals are just getting better. There are seven different goals or improvements, and so the fundamentals of the company are getting better." And that's kind of across the board. I don't see many companies going backwards. But yeah, the price did adjust, gold did adjust, and we are in a bit of a fickle market where people don't quite understand what's going on. And the stock market, as you know, doesn't like uncertainty. And so people sell, and then they wait and see if that they get better deals or where to reinvest. And as far as what I see, we're in a cycle or in a market, and it's behaving exactly as it should. Peaks and valleys, ups and downs. And yeah, when gold drops below 4,000, do I get concerned? Yeah, I do, but and I don't. It's hard to say each individual person, but for StarCore, the fundamentals are just getting better. And we recently, with this survey, another question came up is that, are we ready to drill when we get survey results? And the answer that I gave was yes. And our budget is at least $1 million, which we have 10 million in the bank, so I can afford 10% to go and drill these targets to expand the size of the mine. People have criticized, or they look where, what is a weakness in StarCore? Why is it not $5 a share? If I look at everything, if I look at management, I look at the property, I look at the political jurisdiction, I look at everything, where is the weakness? Well, that would be we haven't explored the property, which is 12,992 hectares. It's 10 by 13 kilometers. So that'd be like 7.5 miles by 10 miles or 9.5, something like that. So we haven't explored that until recently with this helicopter survey and IP survey, looking for additional targets. Now, again, we come back to infrastructure. When we find another part of the deposit, in order to ship that ore, we're only shipping it to ourselves down the road, whether it be half kilometer, kilometer, 2 kilometers, or 1 mile, 2 miles, it's down the road to us. Many mines around the planet all haul ore to their mill. So there's nothing new there, and there's nothing negative. It's just part of reality as the deposit grows. This deposit is very large. Now, where it's contained and how it's contained, that's the mystery. But from the geologists that have been to the property and the experts, because I'm not an expert in geology, they say what came first, the rocks or the fluid? In this case, the rocks came first, the fluid second. So the entire property is open for exploration and discovery. And that would be my failing, is not addressing this weakness in advance and not looking at the company and saying, we need to expand, we need to do this, this needs to be a priority, as it's a priority now. And why is it a priority now? Well, technology has come up. The people are available. They're working more in Mexico with this type of technology, with the helicopter. So it made it possible. And the people, the scientists on the other side, in our last interview, I said, well, there's 14 geophysicists of different disciplines who work for this company, and the 14 of them all work on San Martin. Then we have our own consultant who's an expert from Europe who works for major companies around the world, and he individually is looking at the data. So all those things weren't necessarily possible 2 years ago as they are now. So that those combination of events have made it possible for us to move things as a priority, and priority is exploration. So if we separate the company in two parts, one, production. So we're addressing production and we're addressing adding production by La Tortilla. And if we take part two is exploration. Now back again to infrastructure. I know it seems repetitive, but in order for me to get a driller to come in, a contractor, and start drilling, it's 2 weeks maximum. So unlike an exploration company where you don't have infrastructure, you don't have a camp set up, you don't have anything. San Martin is basically a mile off the highway. So I don't really need infrastructure. I got accountants, geologists, a laboratory. I've got everything on site within a mile of where I'm going to drill. So they can have lunch, they can go home at night. So we're very fortunate in that location and that setup. So for me to start drilling, it's relatively easier than a pure exploration company without the infrastructure in place. So it isn't that, I would say, much of a leap to be drilling, find other possibilities at the mine, and moving that into production. So that's what I'm focused on, and I would say that is the weakness in the company, that we haven't addressed that in the past.
I do got a question to follow up on that, but I want to go back to the question for the YouTube gentleman. The same investor said they keep buying Star Corp because, in their words, management consistently displays unusually strong personal dedication and ethics. I'm curious what you think they're seeing. What principles have guided you and your company, throughout your career, and how did those values show up in how you guys run Star Corp?
Well, I suppose values as a person, and understanding, in the world that we're all sort of human beings, and when we can give back and forth to each other, and then it's a good thing. And so we did address that with nutrition at the mine. I was horrified by what was being made there, manufactured food, stuff brought in. And so I redid the entire culinary part of the mine, where I brought in a chef, brought in cooks. We spent a good year with a nutritionist, training them. The people weren't so happy in the beginning, but they're very happy now. And I can see, without them being happy, without even having to talk to them, I can see the number of incidences with the medical staff down. So stomach problems down, way down. Stomach infections or upset stomachs, way down. Like what used to be 12 to 15 a month is down to like two. So those sort of things, you would say, is ethics, or I mean, they're people. And when you give to the people, they give back. We have a very loyal, I mean, 99% of the people, with you get 300 human beings, you're going to have 1% that's whatever, misguided. I'm a large investor in the company. And some of my mentors taught me that to do things right, you'll be rewarded one day. So, whether it, and it just happens 20 years later, and we've, run the company, with pretty tight ship. When times are lean, the first people who go without a paycheck is senior management. Our staff have never gone without a paycheck ever. Senior management has on, I think, three or four different occasions. So that sort of guides me as well, is that to take care of the people. And I strongly believe in this property, strongly believe in the opportunities. And yeah, again, back to what would be the negative or the fault is that I haven't addressed the opportunity sooner, but we're on it. And then part of motivation is that, I've given 22 years of my life. I was a founder of the company. I am one of the single largest individual shareholders. So I'm motivated. I'm motivated. And I've given a lot, Steve, down at the mine, not just work-wise, but personally and caring for the people. So, and that, as far as I'm concerned, it's amazing what leadership does or what how people look at you. And whether you know it or not, whether they speak the same language or not, when they see what you do, they assume, like, if I see garbage on the road in and out of the mine, I stop and I pick it up. People see that, they go, well, why would you do that? Well, because it's garbage on the road and I don't want it on the road. So now I see other people doing it. But it's the same like FIFA soccer. The Japanese people go and they clean up after the stadium after they're finished. And when they played Sweden, the Swedish fans joined in and helped clean up the garbage. So it's leading by example.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question, but
Well, I don't know what the gentleman meant by strong personal dedication and ethics, but when I thought of that, one of the things that drew me to StarCorp personally was not only the production and the debt or lack of it was clear how well you protected the shareholders in terms of the share history, shareholder history. You guys don't like diluting the stuff. Now, having said that, we were at in Atlanta together, and you were talking about exploring and doing different things and to be a different company. I think the phrase, correct me if I'm wrong, not to put words in your mouth, is that a year from now, if and when you go back to Atlanta, you would find that StarCorp was a very different company. Is exploration most of that, or what else? If you can expand on that, and are you moving towards that in your way? I mean, if you can explain it.
well, the three initiatives without even touching exploration are our regular ore at San Martin, our carbonaceous ore, and La Tortilla. And when I put those three together, the output or the net revenue to the company is fantastic. And so that's what I'd give it 18, 24 months. And those were my three goals in advance to Atlanta. And the exploration is on top of that. Now the survey, the exploration, the drilling is completely on top of that. But I'll stick by what I said. In a year, going back to Atlanta, it'll be a different company in a positive way. And believe, like everybody in life, Steve, everybody faces challenges. Every company faces challenges. And I would say that StarCorp is in a good position for, because of its experience as a management, for hitting bumps in the road. We bought the mine 2007, 2008, right in the financial crisis. I mean, might as well close the deal, and the whole world, the bottom dropped out of the whole world 60 days later. So, well, what do you do? I mean, I have $13 million US in debt, and I don't like debt at all. I don't like mortgages, nothing. And so, what do you do? And every person you've known is invested and believes in you. So, I moved to Mexico to be with the mine because I can make those decisions which other people can't because they're not the CEO. They don't have a big position in it. They haven't grown the company organically for 20 years. And I make some pretty strong decisions. And in a foreign country, I make very strong decisions to stand our ground. So, I needed to be there to do that. So again, people learn from by example. And I would say that, 99% of the people at the mine protect it. They protect it as our own. And the community relations we have near the mine, the people really get who I am because I haven't changed. So if the community wants money, it's no. If the community wants something to help with the children, it's yes. So children, yes, adults, no. Because children are the future. It's true.
Robert, do you have any other news that may be coming out, or what can we look forward to, or how can we follow your news and your story better?
You can come to the website at www.starcore, starcore.com, and there's a portal to sign up on it. It says sign up for news. You can sign up there, and then the company sends you only news releases directly to your inbox. That's one way. Or you can just check in on the website once in a while to see. There's their news coming. There's tremendous amounts of news coming. We have that survey, which we've been mulling over, or the scientists have been crunching the data. We have that news. April 30th was our year end. The financials are due by July 31st. And maybe there's advancement at La Tortilla. Maybe there's advancement in treating our carbonaceous ore, so we move that up higher to our goal. Plenty
Well,
of news.
for those who are listening, I want to disclose that StarCore is one of our sponsors. I personally am an investor in StarCore myself. While I'm not giving investment advice, I encourage you to do your due diligence and either reach out to Robert in the ways that he's provided. He's also now on the OTCQX, as was shared before, and follow the ticker, follow their story. And if you do have questions you want us to address here, I'll be reading the comments as well. So, Robert, thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Steve, and to all of our friends, and I underline friends, in the United States, I wish you a happy 4th of July. And I really mean our friends. Regardless of what's being said, we as Canadians believe the American people to be our friends, and we want to foster the relationship. So happy 4th of July.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate you.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.